Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell delivered cautionary yet optimistic remarks at Jackson Hole, hinting that economic conditions might warrant a rate cut in September. His dovish tone ignited a broad market rally, with Bitcoin and Ethereum leading the charge. Bitcoin remains robust near $115,000, while Ethereum has surged to new record highs, consolidating investor confidence even as traders brace for volatility. The market is abuzz as institutional buyers drive renewed interest in digital assets, reminiscent of a classic Final Fantasy victory moment where anticipation gives way to exuberant celebration. On the institutional front, significant strategic moves are reshaping the crypto landscape. Asia Strategy, rebranded from its former identity, has integrated Bitcoin into its luxury commerce by accepting it for high-end watch sales. Meanwhile, SharpLink Gaming has announced a massive stock buyback program, aiming to repurchase up to $1.5 billion in common stock when its equity trades below the net asset value of its substantial Ethereum treasury. In parallel, asset managers like Bitwise forecast dramatic long-term growth, projecting Bitcoin could soar to $1.3 million by 2035 on the back of rising institutional adoption and its fixed supply. Regulatory and enforcement developments continue to command attention. The US Securities and Exchange Commission, alongside international bodies like Interpol, is actively reshaping the crypto regulatory landscape. Interpol's Operation Serengeti 2.0 has seen over 1,200 arrests and nearly $100 million in crypto seized across 18 African nations, targeting fraud and illegal mining operations. Back home, the IRS's head of crypto work is exiting amid looming tax policy changes, as market players adapt to a new regulatory framework that includes fresh forms and evolving guidelines on digital asset reporting. Amid these shifts, the market has also witnessed pronounced ETF flows. Bitcoin ETFs have shed over $1 billion in outflows over 5 days, while Ethereum ETFs have reversed that trend with significant inflows, underscoring a growing preference for Ethereum's network dynamics and its integral role in stablecoin and smart contract functions. Additionally, VanEck's recent filing for a staked Solana ETF signals TradFi investors' appetite for liquid staking, alongside direct blockchain exposure. In other news, a series of high-profile scandals and innovative ventures have captured headlines. Uniswap-related scams exploiting Ethereum's EIP 7702 have led to nearly $1 million in losses for a crypto investor, while social media hacks using celebrity accounts to promote fraudulent coins remind us of the ever-present threats in digital spaces. On a lighter note, Chipotle has launched its Zipotle drone delivery pilot in Texas, promising faster, zero-emission food service. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.